It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Mike, Incredible Hulk. The 2003 movie came out, and it sucked. Yesterday, the new Incredible Hulk movie, starring Ed Norton, came out to pretty good reviews, but it's not a sequel. It's a reimagining. Now, you've been in the entertainment industry. What is this?
You got me. It's really weird. I mean, you know, the thing is, I don't care what they say this is. It's a reimagining, it's a rebirth, whatever they're calling it. Guys, you're remaking a movie that came out 5 years ago, okay? This is not something... This is so uncreative, it's depressing. I mean, you know, I understand there's all this stuff about, oh, the fans were so sad about the 2003 movie. Oh, it didn't make any money. Guys, it's been 5 years.
And it's the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
With a TV show that starred Lou Ferrigno. I mean, I don't know what you're expecting. Right. It's not true to the Lou Ferrigno spirit. But the fact is, this quote-unquote reimagining, let's just call it for what it is. Yeah. It's a do-over.
Yeah.
It's a total do-over. Yeah. First time, I think, in movie history, they just took the first movie, which I think starred Eric Bana.
Right.
Said, this is terrible, scrapped the entire thing, brought in Ed Norton, who is considered to be a much better actor than Eric Bana, and said, okay, we're going to start again with a new director, a new actor, and see if we can push this to the media and to the fans and make enough money to make a sequel.
Right.
First time movie history.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Incredible Hulk. I'm going to check it out because I'm just curious.
And it's better than the O3 movie.
From what they say, it is better than O3. Now, Sean Combs, hip-hop mogul. He's gone by several names. He's gone by Puffy, which I never liked personally. He's gone by Puff Daddy, which I think was a little better. P. Diddy, and now is sort of getting a little bit lower. Diddy, which is even lower than P. Diddy. Now he's talking about wanting to go back to Puff Daddy. Now, Mike, again, you're an entertainment person. Why do these entertainers constantly want to change their names?
You got me. I mean, you know, it's funny because especially with someone like Puff Daddy, you know, he hasn't been in the industry long enough, and I don't think, I mean, maybe I'm wrong about this, but hasn't developed enough of a crazy fan base to, you know, feel trapped by the fans and want to break out and make a change. I mean, look, you got guys like Prince, right, who became an unpronounceable symbol, what, like 25 years after he was in the business or something like that? You get Garth Brooks, right, who, you know, went to, like, Chris Gaines.
And that was interesting because we were talking about that before the show. Garth Brooks, it wasn't that he just changed his name. He did a complete alter ego to be Chris Gaines, the rock star, as opposed to Garth Brooks, the country star. And at least, as stupid as I think that is, at least that's creative.
Yes.
Garth Brooks was creative.
Yes.
Prince with the unpronounceable symbol was creative. You know, Sean Combs, it's like he's just changing jackets.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, like, you know, we were also talking about this before the show, MC Hammer, right? You know, going to Hammer and then back to MC Hammer. Okay, you know, it's
drop the MC, add the MC, two letters here, two letters there.
You know, whatever. I mean, it's a little silly, but, you know, it's like two names, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and okay, we can keep track of it. Diddy, Puffy, whatever you are.
I had such a hard time trying to keep track of it before the show. I had to practice it like 6 or 7 times.
Right. I mean, you know, it's like, first off, no one's going to mistake you, okay, for somebody else. It's not like there's another P. Diddy walking around, right? You know, it's not that. But also, I mean, just relax, man.
And Sean Combs, that's a good name.
Yeah.
I say go with Sean Combs and see where that takes you. Your mom would be happy.
She would.
That's
a good point.
There you go. There you go. Make mom happy on Father's Day. That makes no sense, but we're going to move on to the thing that really matters. Mike, Lindsay Lohan, Lesbian Watch, week 3. And apparently, for listeners who don't know, last month, Lindsay Lohan was allegedly spotted making out with British DJ Samantha Ronson. And since then, they've been kind of spotted, you know, being a little cuddly, being a little affectionate. Now, we all know about Lindsay Lohan's problems. There was the cocaine, there's the drinking, there's the rehab. And she's been linked to such people as Colin Farrell, Jude Law, the Wilder Balderrama has been well documented. These are guys who you don't really want to bring home to mom. So my question, Mike, is this an experiment because she's been hurt so bad, or do you think it's you got me?
It's a good question. You know, and the thing is, these are the probing questions that we ask here on Things That Matter with Mike and Deb. You know, the thing is, I think for her, well, it could even be a combination of things. It could be a rebellion thing, which we certainly know is documented for her. But, you know, it could also very easily be an experimental thing. You know, women like to experiment. I mean, I've noticed that in my time here on this earth. I think, you know, I've had a lot of friends who have experimented. I've had an ex-girlfriend who experimented, you know. That's how it goes.
And what's funny to me is men don't experiment.
Right.
This is something you and I talked about before. There's no such thing, in our opinion, as a bisexual male.
Right.
You're either gay or you're straight. For a man, there is no middle ground. No experimenting going on. You're not a heterosexual who, you know, dabbles in guys. Doesn't work that way for males. But women, it's completely different. Like, the rules have totally changed. I wonder if that's what Lindsay Lohan is doing.
Perhaps so. I mean, it is interesting. You know, I think what we're going to say here is, you know, Nevin and I are both heterosexual males all the way.
As we point out at every single show.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with the other thing, by the way. It's just...
No, not at all.
Image reasons.
But the thing is, you know, we are curious about whether or not there are actually bisexual males out there, since we just have no ability to, you know, to gauge this, you know, or to understand this. So, what we have to say is, if you are interested, or if interested in writing us about your experience as a bisexual male, we'd love to hear it.
And you can do so by writing us at mikeandnev@yahoo.com or going on our podcast site, mikeandnev.blogspot.com. You can leave us a comment there, and if we like it and we think we could make fun of it or increase our popularity with it, any of the three, we will read it on the air, if for nothing else, our own personal growth.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, we do have a letter this week from Sabrina in Granada Hills, and Sabrina was actually writing about our first podcast, okay, in which we spoke a little bit about Carrie Underwood, who, as you know, won American Idol a couple years ago, went on to be a huge country star, and one of the things we talked about was how on American Idol, she had the farm girl look going on. She grew up on a farm in Oklahoma, which you and I loved. We thought it suited her. She looked great, really didn't need to change. Then afterwards, she went on to lose 20 pounds, and in our opinion, just started looking like every other single beautiful music star out there. There really was no difference. But Sabrina in Granada Hills writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I think Carrie Underwood is prettier now, and I like how she looks in football shoulder pads." And it's signed Sabrina in Granada Hills. Now, the interesting thing is, I have personally not seen these Carrie Underwood shoulder pad photos, could not find them. I do know that she used to date Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo,
right,
but I was thinking about it, and I could definitely see Carrie Underwood in football shoulder pads, and I wonder if that's what will bring her back to the farm girl look.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, if this is really true, Sabrina in Granada Hills, that is that's an excellent sign, you know, that she might be starting to get back to her roots a little bit, you know, wanting to, you know, just, yeah, be with the guys more, you know, be a more normal person. I mean, that's great. I'm not saying here, by the way, I should note that women typically dress up in football shoulder pads or anything, but, you know.
I think some women can pull off the look, some women can't.
Absolutely.
And for the ones who can, I say, go for it.
Oh, why not, right? But, you know, this is a good sign. This is a very good sign, and we hope that, you know, I mean, I think she absolutely would look great in football shoulder pads.
I completely agree.
And you know,
it would also help with her down-to-earth reputation that I think she continues to have, wearing shoulder pads. And so, Sabrina in Granada Hills, if you actually have these photos, send them to mikeandnev.blogspot.com or mikeandnev@yahoo.com so we can judge for ourselves. And I'll tell you what, if they're tasteful enough, we will put them on the site and let America decide.
Sounds great.
Awesome. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. For M. Feld, I'm Nevin Barrage. And don't forget to check out mikeandnev.blogspot.com. You can also visit our sponsor site, nevdog.blogspot.com, the greatest blog in the known universe. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrage. Peace out.